Hi, this is Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association. You know, I thought what I'd like to do for the next few podcasts is talk about swimming technique. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy because usually when we think technique, we talk about what we see. We talk about hand angles and we talk about joint movement and mobility. We talk about things we can see. But what I thought I'd do is do a series of podcasts within this series, specifically on swimming technique, and approach it from the perspective of cues and big picture items, some big concepts and themes that you can apply immediately to your swimming teaching and coaching. So today I'm going to talk about the top 10 technique tips, Now these are tips that apply to all swimming strokes. And these concepts and principles apply to all swimmers, be they little kids learning to swim, kids in stroke school, kids who are learning to be competitive swimmers or even triathletes and master swimmers. First one, very importantly, soft hands. Number one, soft hands. Try to have your learners think about keeping their hands soft, because when their hands are soft, they can actually feel the water. And one of the easiest ways to not feel the water is to force some sort of tight grip or tight hand placement so that your fingers are tight together. Think about having your hands soft. Soft hands is number one. Number two, very similar, loose feet. Keep your feet loose. I'm not a big fan of having swimmers point their toes as they leave the wall. For some swimmers, they'll get it and it's fine, but others will point their toes and keep them too stiff and too tight, and tension is the enemy of performance, and particularly working with masters and with triathletes. I don't teach them to point their toes. I ask them to keep their feet loose and floppy. Three, a very important one. The relationship between head and hips is everything in swimming. In simple terms, if their head comes up, their hips drop down. If the hips are down, they're kicking down. They're not kicking in the right position. Always be aware when you're teaching with all of your learners, where are their hips and their head in relationship to each other, to try and have them in what we call a neutral plane, in a walking position, to have them relatively in the same plane, not to have your head too far up, because as soon as you do that, with the majority of swimmers, their hips drop down too low, their feet are too low in the water, and their kick isn't as effective as it could be. Number four, propulsive movements are slow to fast. So that means when your hands reach out and actually grab the water, feeling the water with those soft hands, when your learners reach out and grab the water, that their hands will start off slow as they're starting to just feel the water, to grab the water and put pressure on the water, and then their hands will accelerate, or if it's breaststroke, their feet will accelerate throughout the propulsive movement. So very important, number four, propulsive movements in swimming go slow to fast. Number five, breathing. Breathing is so critically important. Teach your learners to blow bubbles. Doesn't matter how old they are and how silly they feel, to blow big bubbles under the water, to have deep, relaxed breaths. So they're breathing all the way in and they're blowing all the air out on every breath cycle. Number six, relax, relax, relax. Swimming is a sport where you can't force success. The faster you want to go, the more relaxed you have to be. And if there is one tip to rule them all, it's make sure that swimmers are learning to relax and be at ease in the water. Why is it that with young swimmers, with learn to swim kids, we sing songs? Because when they're laughing, when they're smiling, they can't tense up. And it's that relaxation around the water that really helps them progress. Number seven, connect hand and hips. Connect hand and hips. This is really a tip for those more advanced swimmers in their mid-teens and older. When you're relatively young, little kids, we teach to swim more or less flat with propulsion provided by their arms and legs. When they get older and they're looking to apply a lot more force and power to the water, it's about a hip-driven stroke. It's about connecting your hands and your hips so that the hip drives the hands through the movement. Very important if you've got swimmers that are making that transition into competitive swimming, that they're doing drills and they're learning how to connect their hands and their hips to drive more power through the stroke. Number eight, all movements in swimming are small head movements. If it's freestyle and they're turning their head to the side, one goggle stays in the water, their ear in the corner of the mouth, minimal head movements. If it's butterfly and breaststroke, they push their chin forward but keep their chin and their head low to the water and then push their head back into the water to breathe to minimize up and down. And backstroke, of course, head very still. Head movements in swimming, very, very small. Number nine, we are working in, we teach and coach in a straight line sport. To be aware of teaching swimmers to push off in a straight line, to turn in a straight line, and to finish in a straight line in the middle of the pool, to be constantly reinforcing that it's a straight line sport. And finally, and very important, the late and very great swimming coach, Gennady Turetsky, said every swimmer is different, therefore every technique is different. The reason that I've gone through these tips as broad concepts and principles rather than stating very clearly and declaratively that you must do this or never do that is because these principles apply to all swimmers, all ages, all levels of ability, right up to and including masters and triathletes. I like to think that we as teachers and coaches can then mold and shape and help evolve individual swimming strokes, her stroke, his stroke, their stroke, instead of trying to impose some mythical textbook perfect technique, is that we're working with individual swimmers, applying these broad principles and helping each swimmer develop their own specific efficient and effective technique. So they've been our top 10 technique tips. I hope you've enjoyed them. This has been Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association.